Why does that place? Hello?
This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I'm trying to find out something. Is this the call that I called about I was doing a survey and stuff, and I gave you money, $2.99 or something?
Yes, ma'am. You pay $2.99, and you get 20 tickets into the survey.
Well, are they sending me the blender?
Can I have a zip code, please, ma'am?
03055.
And no, ma'am, the $2.99 is just 20 entries to win the blender, not that you will actually get the blender.
Okay, can I be able to get the money back? I don't want to do that.
You want the $2.99 back?
Yes, yes.
Okay, can I please have a first and last name?
Pamela Quinn.
I'm sorry, what was that last name?
Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N.
And the first name was Kimberly?
Pamela.
Pamela, I do apologize. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. It's fine, dear.
All right, ma'am. I do see I have an account for you. Could you please verify that address for security purposes?
37 Wilton Road, apartment 217. Milford, New Hampshire, 03055.
Yes, ma'am. All right, give me just a second. My computer's running a little slow while it pulls up your account.
I'm going to give you that thing. Put more if you want to take it to the kids. Because they have that too.
Just stay with me, ma'am. It's still loading. Just bear with me a few more minutes, please. There it goes. Okay, it's finally up. Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. When you signed up for the contest, the 574... to win the KitchenAid mixer.
Yes.
It enrolled you in our fitness app. What that is it's an app you have on the phone.
I don't want it, honey.
Okay. And then after that, since you did not win, unless you tell us you want to cancel it, it charges you $67.32 with that $67.32 charge. It takes you from being 1 in 1,000 to win the KitchenAid to 1 in 500. If you don't cancel it, it'll charge you another $67.32.
No, just cancel it all so it doesn't, because that's the only thing. I didn't know it was that, and I had to, pay the six. Did it post onto my account?
Yes, ma'am, it did.
All right, could you please be able to get it off?
I can't give a full refund.
It took 60.
What do you mean?
I am not allowed as an agent, ma'am.
Okay. Did you take what was taken from the bank account? The $2.99?
The $2.99.
Okay. And then what's the 64 about?
Give me just a second. I actually went into the account, so it doesn't exactly, the way they have it set up, it doesn't give me the notes. Just give me just a second. I apologize.
You're going to need to call your bank and tell them unauthorized.
All right. I will have to call the bank and do an unauthorization. Unauthorization because I didn't agree to that. It was from what I read on the thing, it was $2.99 for the thing, for the survey thing and stuff for the KitchenAid. So I never approved that.
Yes, so, ma'am, I do understand. And if you call the bank, they will take it to a fraudulent place, and
yes,
you may not get any money back because it will show that it was a valid charge per the terms and conditions.
I didn't agree to that though, so I will call the bank.
Okay, but what I'm trying to do now, ma'am, is go ahead and give you a refund.
Yes, please give me a refund.
Yes, ma'am, that's what I'm trying to do. And I can't do nothing as an agent but offer you $35.
No, I want them to haul them out.
No.
Okay.
No. Excuse me, ma'am. So at first you said you were just an agent and you are not authorized to do refunds. So how are you authorized now to do a half refund of $35 when you said it in the beginning you are not authorized to do
full refunds?
Well, that's a scam.
I can offer 35% back as an agent. If that is, you said no. I can go up as an agent to 50. That is as much as I can go without getting permission from my supervisor.
And so now it's 50. It went from you could only do 35. Now you can do 50?
I said I can go up to 50. That's as much as I am allowed to do as an agent without talking to a supervisor.
So
can you talk to a supervisor?
Then you should talk to a supervisor because you're not doing a very good job with trying to run your promotion. You go from 35 to 50 to your bank won't do this. Please get a supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. Let me put you on hold.
Pam, just call your bank because they're going to charge you that monthly. And they already took $60-something out of your account, she said.
And you already took the 60-something?
Yes, that's what she just said.
All right.
She say she's put you on hold to get a supervisor. She's saying that she can only give you $35 back, and now she's saying she can give you 50. First, she said she wasn't authorized to give any money back, so why can she do 35 now 50?
Because they want me to. Yeah.
That's bullshit. You're on hold, but.
All right. I would call the bank.
I would call the bank right now and tell them it's an unauthorized transaction.
Yeah. They always do it, but they'll give me now they will have to give me a new card again. And I'm never going to do that again. They don't tell you that. I read everything on it. No. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I can give you a full refund for both December charges, but I cannot do anything for the November charge for $5.74 because it is a previous month and it is a valid charge.
So you can give me the other one? November and December one? How can you use November when I just did it the other day?
No, ma'am, I can't give you November. I can only touch December charges.
We didn't do November.
But I didn't do November.
It says here that you signed up for the KitchenAid to win the KitchenAid mixer on November the 30th, 2022.
Oh. Okay. All right. So you're going to give me the... What are you going to give me?
The refund. Yes, ma'am.
For December.
Yes, ma'am, and everything's canceled. You won't be charged again.
Okay, and you canceled everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right then. Thank you.
Hold on for just a second, ma'am. I have to give you your cancellation number. I do have to, before I can disconnect with you, I do have to make sure that the refund goes through on my end. Now, on your end, it may take 3 to 5 business days.
No, that's fine. Wait. I know. I'll go to the bank. It's only going to be $6, so. No, she's giving me the money back. And you're not going to give me the money of November. And how much was that?
It was only $5.74.
Yeah. Okay. But you're going to give me the December for the 50 some whatever.
It'll be $67.32
yep.
for one. And $39.99 for the other.
Okay. All right, yeah. I don't know what the 39 was. I don't know. Well, I guess when you go on there and you do it, they give you, you go on and you get all kinds of things, but I didn't know you had to pay for it.
All right, ma'am, all your orders, everything was canceled for you. Your refunds seem to have went through. Let me refresh it on my end to make sure that it actually did. Okay, that one canceled. Refund. Went through. Hold on just a second. It's slow and slow. I'm sorry. For some reason, I don't know why, my computer is wanting to run extremely slow for a Friday. I think it is fixing to give me that cancellation number finally.
Oh, okay.
All right. It finally popped up for me. Are you ready for that cancellation number, ma'am?
Yes.
It's going to be C, as in Charlie, 263-047-901.
Okay. All right, dear. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thanks.
Thank you. You have a great day. Thank you for calling customer service.
You're welcome.